Right, here we go. Good afternoon. It's late lunch with Gaynor. Hello, Gaynor.
Hello, Kevin.
Right, Gaynor, I want to use you as an example to prove that man flu is worse than women flu because, dear listeners, Gaynor's husband was off with flu and he was off for 2 weeks. I hope I get this right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And Gaynor had flu and she's only off for 1 week. Therefore, I put it to you that man flu really is worse than women flu. What do you say to that, Gaynor?
I say...
In principle language.
I say that I'm a hard case, right, and you can tell I'm still under the weather.
Yeah.
Now, were I a man, I'd probably still be in bed, wouldn't I?
Really?
But because I'm a woman, I'm out there.
Okay, so you're...
And I'm not contagious anymore. You're only contagious for 5 days.
Okay.
And once you're out, it's just the recovery, and the recovery can take up to 6 weeks.
So are you saying that your husband, who is probably listening to this, is a malingerer?
No, he had Australian flu, which is a bit different.
How do you know? Did he sneeze in an Australian accent?
No. This sounds a bit brutal, but Australian flu starts off with gastric flu.
Right.
If you get my meaning.
Oh, I've got you.
So that's the first 2 days, and then your system's completely worn down, and then it comes out with the other flu symptoms.
Oh, okay.
So that's the wipeout one.
Yeah, but he is a man. He was far worse than you.
He was definitely worse than me,
so
I must
rest
admit.
My case. Man flu.
Okay.
And it's more serious. So,
yes.
Yeah,
It was. I nearly called an ambulance for him. That's how bad. Yeah, it was bad.
So joking aside,
this flu thing.
Yeah.
There's three strains.
And are you all right now, Nigel?
He's still a bit under the weather, but
is
he's
he?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's a bit of a hero.
He is, yes.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, we best move on because you're giving me one of your looks. What are you going to make for us today,
Well, this, the reason I was giving you a look is because I don't know how to say this now, because I could be sarky, but I'm not. We're making cobbler.
So,
do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're making peach cobbler, nice. Traditional American peach cobbler.
But what is cobbler?
It's kind of, in American format, which is different to our version of a cobbler, which I'll make next week, I will make a cobbler next week,
okay.
English time. But an American cobbler is a batter mix that you put into butter, then you put the topping on, and as the batter cooks, the batter rises, and the topping sinks
right.
And becomes a filling.
So it like encloses the...
It kind of, it's like an upside down cake, but it's downside up in the end.
Yeah, I think I've got that.
Yeah. It kind of rises through the topping, and the topping then becomes the bottoming.
Right.
That makes sense.
There's nothing quite like cooking on the radio.
This is really hard to explain. But
yeah, okay. So what do we have to do?
Right, this is a peach cobbler. Now, I would normally use tinned peaches, but I couldn't get any tinned peaches. So I've been really good and got fresh. Fresh peaches, which I've sliced.
Yeah.
For the recipe, you need... You're ready with a pen and a piece of paper.
Yeah.
1 cup of flour. Now, half a cup is 100 grams, so I would say that's 200 grams of flour.
Yeah.
A cup of sugar. 2 teaspoons of baking powder. 1/4 teaspoon of salt.
Yes.
2/3 cup of milk and 1 egg.
Right? You need a lot of cups for this, don't you?
Yeah, but it's an American thing, but I will put on the... I will email you the proper measurements.
Oh, okay. And we'll put that on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a can of peaches, 1 cup of sugar, and 1 teaspoon of mixed spice. That's for the middle bit. And 100 grams of melted butter.
Okay.
And what you do to start with is put all your ingredients in separate bowls.
Right.
So you have your dry ingredients of flour and sugar and baking powder in one.
Yeah.
Your milk and egg in a jug.
Which I'm looking at, yeah.
And your peaches and sugar and mixed spice in another pan.
How many peaches? Or how many tins?
It's one tin.
One tin.
Or about four fresh peaches.
Right.
So that's that. Now, when you've got all that measured out, you put 100 grams of butter in a baking dish, like a shallow casserole dish. Put that in the oven on about 200 and let it melt.
Yes.
Then while that's melting, you mix your flour and your sugar and your baking powder together.
Yeah.
And you add your egg and milk mix.
Okay.
And then you whip that up to batter. I'm covering you in it, aren't I?
So that needs to be a really smooth mix.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's quite quick. Look how quick I'm doing that. Yeah. So then you've got a nice batter mix.
I would offer to help, but it might mess up the microphone.
It's not overly runny, but it is a bit runny.
Oh, yeah. So that's quite runny.
Yeah. So then you get your melted butter out of the oven, which I did just a minute ago.
Yes.
And you pour in your batter.
So just chuck it in the
chuck
dish.
Chuck it into the melted butter.
And that's like a, what is it, a Pyrex? A
Pyrex dish,
other,
yeah.
Other dishes are available.
Yeah, it's like a shallow casserole type.
Yeah.
What, I put a shepherd's pie in the other, or whatever, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Get out.
Sorry,
I'm fighting. Yeah. I'm fighting.
No, you need
bathroom.
To explain that, because people don't know what you mean.
I'm using a balloon whisk to get the batter out of the bowl, and it's sticking to the balloon whisk. I should have used a spoon.
Oh, I love it. Get out.
Right, and then you take your peaches, which you have mixed with the sugar and the mixed spice.
Yep.
And it, the juices from the peaches all run into that, and you just lay that on the top.
Okay.
Of your batter mix.
Spread them out.
You don't have to mix
and you leave
it.
The in the juice, do you, the
yeah.
peaches? Yeah, doesn't
that's,
matter.
That's just in sugar and...
Oh, okay.
And that makes a nice... There you go, they all go on the top.
Oh, it looks so yummy already.
And then you pop that in the oven and on about 200, maybe gas mark 6.
Yeah.
For 35 minutes.
Wow.
And what happens then is that batter will cook, rise... Topping goes to bottoming.
Right, and you're doing the gestures to show me.
Yes.
Top to bottom. So is it a bit like Yorkshire pudding, the way that rises and fluffs up?
Yeah, but it's more spongy. It's more like a...
Yeah.
It's, when it's actually cooked, it comes out like a cross between a wet crumble
yeah.
and a sponge. So it right. will look like a wet crumble.
Okay.
And it tastes amazing. All the butter goes into it and it's...
Yeah.
And it's probably very, very, very fattening.
Okay.
Because it's American.
But the problem this week is that I'm not going to taste this, am I?
No.
Because you've
takes,
got other plans for it,
It
you?
Takes 35 minutes to cook and it's going to be the pudding for tomorrow.
What? For you?
For the cafe.
All right.
Because we've got roast pork tomorrow.
Have you?
And the dessert is going
oh,
to be...
Oh, you're going to have a good day then, aren't you?
Yeah. So, but I will take photographs of the finished thing and you'd better.
Yeah, but the whole idea of late lunch is that I get to eat it.
Sometimes you can't eat it. Next week you'll be able to eat the English cobbler, which is savoury.
English cobbler.
English cobbler.
Savoury cobbler.
Yeah, because we do that slightly different. Well, we do it a lot. No, it's not slightly. Yeah. It's.
Is there a bit of a cobbler theme coming out here?
Yeah. I can't say what's gone through my mind.
No,
can I?
You no. can. I'm surprised you're not
no,
doing
No, I'm doing really good. New year, new game.
Yeah,
see what
okay.
I mean?
And are you feeling all right? Have you actually recovered now?
Not really. I no, should be in bed. But,
you should.
But yeah, there's things to do, people to see and people to...
And
as long as I'm not contagious, that's fine.
And the millions of people who listen to this on Vetsis Radio will always be grateful to you for coming off your sick bed to make a cobbler.
Yes, to make a cobbler.
Yes.
But can I just say, though,
yes.
with the flu epidemic, please
yeah.
make sure you wash your hands all the time.
Yeah.
Always cough and sneeze into a tissue and dispose of the tissue.
All right.
And if you use antibac if you're out shopping, and that way we can stop to prevent the spread.
Okay.
Sorry, bit soapy.
No, no, no.
But
that's how it goes.
That's
round,
how it goes round.
What, dirty
it,
hands on?
It's actually because the droplets settle on surfaces and they can live on the surfaces for 24 hours. So if you've coughed and spluttered on a worktop,
yeah.
And then somebody puts their hand on that worktop,
oh, right.
then you've got the germs.
Really?
Yes.
It just absorbs through the skin?
Yeah, it absorbs through the skin.
Wow.
So that's why they always say, wash your hands all the
yeah.
time and throw your tissue in the bin.
Okay. Because, yeah, it's getting a bit serious, isn't it, the epidemic?
It is very
yeah.
serious.
I'm probably going to get it now, Gaina.
No, because
no,
I'm not contagious now. And I've
You're
been
clean.
Very, I've been meticulous.
Yeah.
For the first week, when my husband had it, we didn't even sleep together. He slept downstairs because
yeah.
he didn't want me to get it.
Oh.
Abstract fail.
Yeah, and I should tell the listeners that I am encased in a sort of a bio suit, bio suit with a helmet on. So
very fetching.
So I should be all right.
You should be fine.
Okay. Anyway, thanks a lot, Gaina.
Okay.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you.